Do you think Trubisky will ask to be traded?
That was going to be my second question, Ron. A form of that. Will he ask to be traded? And if you were the Steelers, this was my Post-Gazette mailbag lead question today. Would you trade Trubisky? I heard Charlie Batch the other day, and it was his opinion that Mason Rudolph should be the backup right now, that there could be, you know, there's just sort of a natural antagonism when you're the backup who thinks he should be starting, and there's a competition going on. And Charlie said that was never me and Ben, because I was always basically, I'm paraphrasing Charlie,
he knew he was
rowing
the
in the right direction.
Right.
And he wonders about that. Other people, La Canfora, reporting. Let me find the exact quote here, Ron, because this was interesting. He wrote this in the Washington Post. Don't be shocked if the Steelers end up moving Trubisky before the trade deadline. Now less than a month away, with inevitable QB injuries mounting around the league, and this team open to stockpiling more draft capital. Add on top of that,
you got Mason in back there too.
You have him, and you have the Giants, the team that wanted Trubisky along with the Steelers with Brian Daboll. It's a team that Trubisky knows the system, I'm sure, having major quarterback issues. So, Willie, has he asked for a trade, and would you trade him?
Oh, absolutely. Same thing as I would with Mason if I got the offer I wanted. I have to believe that he might have asked already. I mean, he said, hey, I'm going nowhere here. I get it. I don't like it. I don't think it's fair. Get me out of here. I wouldn't be surprised if that's what he said.
Me neither.
So, I mean, he said all, you know, in his terseness the other day, he said, I'm going to show up every day to work, be a good teammate. And then they ask, I was in the post-game interview with Pickett, and he said he was helpful on the sidelines, just like I was with him, trying to help me out. So we'll see. I'm
not sure I fully believe that. Maybe I do, but I would trade him, Ron.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Would trade him.
Absolutely.
Because you have Rudolph. Like you said, you have Rudolph anyway. They're both going to be gone after the season anyway. To me, it's untenable to bring Trubisky back next season.
Even though he has a year
and Rudolph doesn't. And here's the real point, though. The season's probably going nowhere. I mean, certainly, even if they wind up hanging around and get back to near 500, this is not a championship team. So the season's going nowhere. So what would be the point of having Trubisky here? I don't care what the draft pick is. Go get a draft pick for him and trade him if that opportunity is there.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more.
Folsey, where are you with all this?
Yeah, I mean, it makes total sense. I mean, and it's not even your compensation at this point, because like you're saying, we've established now they're 1-3. They'll be lucky to sneak into the playoffs. And so even if...
Lucky, it'll be a miracle.
Right, if Kenny Pickett goes down, you're fine with going with Mason Rudolph just to ride out the rest of the year. And if he's terrible too and you end up with 4 wins, great, you get a top 5 pick in the draft. So
does Folsey sound a little under the weather to you?
Top five pick in the draft.
Voice sounds a little.
Are you sick,
nasally
Folsey?
Today?
No, it's the allergies. I'm telling you, this time of year, whenever the weather, the temperature.
Joe, do you believe
drops.
This, or do you think he's contaminating
no,
you over
and
there?
He doesn't tell me when he's sick. That's the thing.
I'm
I already
not
spent
sick.
Time in your little studio today.
I'm not sick.
Plus the doorknob over here, clean it, Folsey.
Yeah,
why'd you have to say
because
something?
I can tell you sound a little bit nasally.
Now, see, now I just cleared my throat. I already have it.
You know this guy's a head case, Ron. Come on.
Folsey, it's your duty to tell other people when you're sick.
I'm not sick.
You are sick. You can hear
it's
it.
It's allergies.
You believe him, Ron?
Yeah, should stay home, bring in Steiny, let him do nothing like he did last week, and we'll do the show.
Steiny made doing nothing an art form. It's like Seinfeld was a Steiny, show about nothing.
We love you, Steiny. We love you.
Steiny is the producer who does nothing. I mean, it was incredible.
So, Ron, so anyway, we all agree that if you can trade Trubisky at this point, you got to look into it.
Yeah, and we all agree that Tomlin is going to tell us. I think, is he going to say it? I think he will. I think you have to let your team know and let everybody know that we're riding the Pickett train now.
Now, do you think he says it in his opening statement, or does he...
I'm trying to think.
Are you going to stick with Kenny?
What did he do with Duck? I think he said it in his opening statement, as I recall. There was a lot of intrigue around that. And I think he will say that. Do you?
Oh, evaluate Pickett. Said he did some good things, lost, you know, threw some interceptions. We got to clean that up, but we're going to go with him this week in Buffalo.
Now, that leads to the next question. I mean, this is taking a turn, huh? We're all agreeing that Trubisky, that we would all trade him. This is taking a turn in a hurry. It's very possible if that pass to Deontay goes for a touchdown.
That he's still playing.
That he's still playing. Which might have been a blessing in disguise that it didn't go for a touchdown. Yeah. This.
It's the Trubisky train.
This thing's leaving town, Ron, with nobody on it, by the way. Here's the next question, then, in light of all this. And you just mentioned it.
I sniffled, Joe.
I know.
Sniffled.
See, that's the first time I've done that in a while.
Can you catch something this fast? I think you're catching it.
Halsey, I'm going to sue you.
You guys crossed paths.
I swear I'll sue him.
You were in that studio.
He'll pay for the doctor's appointments, a $20 copay. He's paying.
I couldn't agree more.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh. No wonder Doran got in your head yesterday on the golf course.
He did. He did intentionally.